that big journalism, big news organisations won't die out, but you never sort of explained why.
That's why it's just going to be economic stuff. I mean, you were always going to need, you know, the idea that a £3 billion organisation like the BBC is just going to disappear overnight, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, Sky News, it is, and Fox for that matter, you know, News Corporation's front end, it's their public service nice space.
Sure.
They're not going to get rid of that. You know, I don't know what's going on with ITV, but CNN, you know, ABC in America, you know, France 24. These big news organisations, they're just not going to disappear. The economics of them won't let them disappear. In some cases, like the BBC, you know.
What do you think about newspapers?
Well, I think newspapers are in a different position. But I mean, my personal view on newspapers is that the current troubles they're in are A, transitory. I think it's a bit late for many newspapers in America who've had to close, but I think this is a fairly temporary phase we're going through, and it's a phase that newspapers have brought on themselves,
right?
Because they did not understand what Google understood, what Yahoo understood, yeah, was that the days of display advertising are over.
Yeah.
Okay. People want to pay money. Marketers want to pay money to get to the person who's going to buy their goods. They don't want to put,
yeah,
an advert in a paper where 95% of people who read aren't interested in buying it.
Yeah.
So newspapers missed that trick.
Yeah.
They're catching up now. They're understanding the ways in which they can put a reasonable proposition to advertisers and marketers to fund their product. Now, you know, whether that will fund them in full, don't know.
Yeah.
The other thing they're doing very well, I mean, and it's largely led by kind of trailblazers like Washington Post, New York Times and Guardian, who are really sort of starting to understand what you can do with an industry that used to be wood, pulp and ink.
Yeah.
Now online, and some get it, some don't. But those who don't get it, it's time to see how to get it by looking at the guys who are getting it.
Yeah, sure.
So I think we're going through a transitional phase. And the only point I'm trying to make is that the idea that big journalism,
yeah,
as we used to call it a few years back, is going to go away, it's not. And so if you're thinking about what skills you need as an individual or what any organisation needs, think about what the organisation needs as well as what you can do. That's really important.
Okay. Another point you made, actually, which I found really, really interesting, was you said that 7/7 raised an issue for the BBC where accuracy sort of became more important than being first.
Mm.
And I think I'd say being first on the scene, being first to report out, is historically, traditionally, what all organisations and journalists
want. The BBC has always had at the front of its consideration being right is more important than being first.
Yes.
In that kind of really competitive first decade of live and continuous news, you know, Sky, let's be honest, Sky was setting the pace.
Mm-hmm.
The perception within the BBC is that on some big stories, like Soham, for instance, if you remember that far back, Sky kind of creamed the BBC.
Yeah.
You know, they were first to make decisions about deploying resources, they were first with that. And I think that for a period, while the BBC was still committed to the idea of getting it right before it was getting it first, it knew it was in this very competitive market. And I think some would argue, and it's my personal view, it's not BBC's view, that the BBC went a bit too far in trying to compete head-to-head with Sky getting it first.
Yep.
You know, it's never wrong for long. You know?
Yeah.
And a few heads in BBC started thinking, hang on, maybe we've gone a bit too far down this road. The thing we can really bring to the marketplace is the verification, it's getting it right. So formally, we adopted this idea, it's better to get it right than just get it first. But also, I think this has started to be reflected in the BBC's output. Incidentally, if you look at the comparison between News 24,
yeah,
or BBC News Channel, it's now called, and Sky, you'll find that since 7/7, the BBC News Channel, seeing figures up on that
way, right?
Sky is pretty well where they always are. So if you were sort of trying to put together a market argument for getting it right before
you think people appreciate